Taylor, get down from the stage. You need more practice.
No, I think he's got it this time.
Yeah, come on, Taylor. Give it a go.
Okay, here we go. Story time. She fell, she caught it, and was okay. Harry tasted the pudding. Mountain air was crunchy. Debts lead to sand between the toes.
I told you it takes more than words alone to tell a tale.
It was an interesting experiment. Hello, welcome to the Foaming Tankard.
Good day to you. I would like a glass of your finest wine.
Okay, here's a nice brown. It's a good year.
Interesting. Tell me, is this a good place for me to tell a story?
Are you any good?
Yeah, we crave entertainment.
It's been too long since we've had any.
Hey, everybody, shut up. We haven't let the newcomers speak. Where are your manners? Tell us, dear traveler, do your stories suck ass?
Well, I have been spreading my tale far and wide across all of Drunkros. It seems to have been well received. In fact, it has been so well received that it has led me here to you all. Everyone said that I should bring my tale here to Mastwick, here to the Foaming Tankard.
That's good and all, but we're already booked. In fact, you see Taylor there?
Huh?
He was just getting ready to start.
What?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I'll wait.
Really? Well, how about you pay me 5 gold, and I'll let you skip ahead and go now.
I wouldn't dream of it. I would love to hear a tale from Taylor.
A dog went to the market. Gray light is best when kneading bread. All roads lead to, crow's feet are hard to mask.
Stop! Taylor, please stop. All right, how about 1 gold to skip to the front of the line and do your story now?
I have the patience of a stone. I will wait. Besides, I would love to learn more about the crow's feet.
Okay, fine. Good sir, you may begin your story now. Taylor, take a seat. All gather round. It's tale time.
Yangar, jewel of the Far East, is a city of mystery and splendor. Often called the City of Crimson due to its red brick buildings derived from local terrain, but also because of bloodstained grounds of the Gladiatorial Colosseum. Yangar is a bustling oasis within the vast desert seas that make up most of the surrounding country. Within the city walls, you can find just about anything, from goods, gambling, to entertainment of all types. This is where we begin our adventure, or rather, the journey of our adventurers who are hired to resolve a mystery within a nearby estate.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So the four of you are summoned by a local pasha, Pasha Kunari. Pasha Kunari is a very wealthy merchant noble. Out of the 12 pashas that run the plutocracy here in Yangar, Pasha Kunari, to your knowledge, is probably the second most influential merchant noble. He has a large estate outside the city of Yangar, but still within Yangar proper, which is essentially the country surrounding you. Outside the city walls of Yangar, it is just a vast wasteland of desert. Travel between the city and the estates are extremely dangerous. The notes that each of you receive are provided by what looks like a standard guardsman. He holds a long spear, wears what looks like scale mail armor. He wears a bandana across his face, which is very common in this area due to the weather conditions. As you open the note, it reads, "You have been summoned by Pasha Kunari. There is currently an incident that needs to be resolved, and he has summoned each of you to come to his estate to solve this mystery." At this point, the guard hands you a small pouch. Upon view, you see that it has 500 gold pieces within, and the note reads, "This is just to help with your journey. Upon resolving the incident, you will receive another 4,500 gold.
Hachi machi.
Yes, in your knowledge, this is definitely a large sum of money, and 500 up front can take care of any means needed to cross these terrains. The guard says, "Tomorrow morning, let's meet at the Smoking Pig, and we'll set out at dawn." And with that, the guard leaves you with the note and the sack of gold.
Nice. Neat.
The next morning, the four of you find yourselves within the walls of the Smoking Pig. An incredible aroma wafts around the entire room as a huge, yawning spit is found in its center with a roasted pig upon it. A sweaty chef slices shanks of meat off of it. The four of you are at a large round table joined by a fifth member, somebody you have not seen before. When this person starts to speak, you can see that he has very interesting characteristics. He has fur upon his face and what looks like two horn tips coming out from the top of his clothing and cloak. "Yes, welcome. Welcome. I appreciate all of you coming today. My master, Pasha Kunari, he needs your talents to provide a service, and each of you have been summoned to provide this."
So I've got a quick question, and what you see is a half-elf man wearing tons of armor. He basically looks like a walking trash can, and he leans in and asks the speaker, "Do they serve anything here besides pig? Because I really would love some chicken."
I don't work here. I don't know. I mean, you can ask the wait person over there, but considering the name of the establishment is the Smoking Pig, I would have to assume that is a part of the menu.
Okay, well, I've...
He's got a point. It's called Smoking Pig. That's what they do here. Smoking Pig, see? Well, they call it pork, really.
You can always try the chicken fried pork.
Oh, okay, chicken fried pork. I'll do that, yeah.
I'm a purist, so that's not for me, but if you want to try it, by all means, go ahead.
All right, I'll try the chicken fried pork. You've sold me. Thanks.
There's no waiter here, so, that's a problem.
I lean back and yell, I would like the chicken fried pork!
Oh my god, this is not how we do this here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
He sticks his hand up in the air, and you can see there are two guards nearby. They go up to the bar top, and a bartender comes out. The bartender that you see in front of you is very weathered. He has what looks like dark skin, very wrinkly. He has a large wooden mug in his hand and what looks like an incredibly soiled towel that he is wiping the mug with, which in turn looks like is soiling the mug more than cleaning it. I'm sorry, did somebody say they wanted a pork or a...
Upon looking at him, I sit back in my chair and I say, oh, never mind, and I start to go and pull some rations out of my pack.
Hey, no outside food here.
Shit. Okay, I'll do it later, and I pack it up and sit there with my arms crossed.
Could we get a plate of sausages, please?
All right, one plate of sausages. Anything else?
What do you have on tap?
Well, we've got the pork sweat and pig's blood.
I hear those are great together. Mix them up.
All right, a double-double for the man over here.
Which one is more expensive?
Well, I guess if you add the two together, I mean, that's probably the most expensive.
I'll have one of those.
Make mine extra chunky, please.
Bacon jam it is. Heard. Is that it?
Excuse me, sir. I'm really interested in having some of that sweet, sweaty pork that's on the spit, so when's that going to be done?
It's always done. You want a piece?
I'll have a whole leg.
All right. The special.
Mine's extra chunky, so it's just like breakfast.
All right, give me a moment. I'll get your order up. The gentleman that had addressed you at the table earlier... says, great. It's important for you to get a good breakfast because our journey is going to be quite arduous and quite long.
Is it breakfast time? I've completely lost track of the day.
That is the quality of Yengar. It is mainly sun all the time. They say it's always sunny in Yengar.
Oh, yes, I'm familiar with the saying.
So tell me, what do we call you? What's your name?
Oh, apologies. Allow myself to introduce myself. And at that point, he takes the cloak off of the top. And as you can see, he has curling horns on top of his head. And there is a satyr in front of you. And he says, my name is Hemlock.
Ooh, Hemlock. Well, my name is Belarash. It's nice to meet you, Hemlock.
You all see this, humanoid lion leap across the table. Hemlock, oh my god, I haven't seen you in so long! It's been such a long time since we've seen each other!
Phlox, you minx. You know that I chose you personally for this.
I kinda can't remember who you are all the time. I'm really sorry about that.
After all the time we spent in the Feywild, you don't remember?
I do now. I mean, that's the important part. It's just that, yeah, it gets really into your stories. Like, you're talking all slow and exciting, and it's real sexy, and I'm, like, into it, and then I'm like, oh, right, that's my other Uncle Dad.
You did take a lot of blows to the head during the Feywild adventures, but it is okay.
It's healed up real nice. Don't worry about it.
And how about the two of you? Do you want to introduce yourself as well? Is this custom?
Oh, but of course. My name is Adrath Shadid. I am a wizard and purveyor of fine goods, Asterix.
I'm Young Man Weck. I'm on a quest to gain all of the knowledge in the world so that I can someday be helpful to people.
Okay. All right. Well, obviously, each of you have been chosen for very specific reasons. You have talents that will more than likely complement each other, and there is something happening in my master's estate, and this is something very serious, and I have been sent to bring you back. It will be a 3-day journey across the desert, but don't worry. We will be riding in style, so it will be quite nice. The Pasha has spared no expense, but I would strongly suggest that after breakfast, you purchase whatever you need for the travels. And he kind of looks at the four of you and the clothing and armor that you're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you might want to get something a little bit more covering. The sands, they can be a fierce maiden. and the winds whip at nighttime like no other. So make sure you get some food and some clothing, and then we should be able to go.
So you're telling me that we're going in the hot heat and we should cover all of ourselves instead of just not like walking around in a loincloth or something?
Yes.
And that's the better way to do it?
Just to confirm, are you currently wearing just a loincloth?
Yeah.
Yes, I was speaking specifically about you. I would suggest covering yourself. People might mistake you for entertainment around here.
Huh. So, okay. Well, you know, I learned something new today. Thank you. Thank you, Hemlock.
But real quickly, so what can you tell us about this adventure, this need? I mean, there's so much mystery around it. I mean, is there anything you can tell us further? You know, why are we here?
Well, about that, it would be best if I addressed this on the road to the Konari estate. He is a rather private man, and he does not want his, dirty laundry aired in the city walls of Yengar. It would be very embarrassing if anybody found out about what is going on.
Got it.
This place is a bit of a rumor mill.
I whispered to young man Weck, yeah, they're not going to tell us any details now. They want to wait until we get all the way over there. That way, they'll break it to us, and since we're there, we'll go ahead and do it.
Huh, interesting. What a great tactic. I'm going to write that down.
Mr. Hemlock, if I may call you that, how long did you say it takes to get to the Canary Estate?
3 days.
3 days. 3 days.
3 days by elephant, yes.
Oh, by elephant. I bring my own transportation. I hope that's all right.
No.
I choose to use my own transportation, if that's all right. I'm telling you that I have other transportation.
What kind of transportation do you have, sir?
A broom.
That is for sweeping, sir.
Not this one. This one in particular is actually it's quite fascinating. You see,
what is it? Got wheels on it or something?
It flies.
Show us now.
You're full of shit.
I had to chain it up out front. They wouldn't let me bring it in.
Go get it.
At that point, a large clanking noise erupts from the table in between you, and you are provided the meals that were ordered. Large plate of sausage and what looks like an amorphous blob of white viscous fluid next to it.
Mm.
In front of Phlox, a pig leg the size of half of her body, just smoked and cooked to perfection, just juices running alongside it. And in front of young Manwek, the largest flagon of what looks like beer is placed in front of him with small brown chunks floating in it.
Mm.
Oh, that is...
Just like I like it.
Mm.
It's got the chunks in it, see? That makes it taste extra good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, they're quite visible. Barkeep, do you have maybe some flatware or some napkins or something we could use?
No.
Okay, thank you.
It is custom here to eat with our hands. It is very rude to ask for any kind of cutlery. It's not among our customs.
Hey, Adrath, I've got some forks and spoons in my pack here. Would you like that?
No, it's fine. I've brought something to help me out, and I will cast Mage Hand. And I will feed myself with Mage Hand.
Mm.
Is it Adrath?
Adrath.
Got it.
Got it.
David, what's your character's name?
My character's name is Bell O'Resh, and it's B-E-L-L, the letter O, R-E-S-H. Bell O'Resh.
And with that, Hemlock rises from the table and goes, please enjoy your breakfast. I am going to attend to the travel. I will be back shortly, and at which point we will go on our journey.
All right. Adrath,
yes.
I mean, you're pretty robed up already. I mean, what sort of things you're going to get to cover up?
I mean, I've only brought my fine clothes because I thought this was going to... I mean, I should have suspected with a name like the Smoking Pig, but you know, it's all these things. I was thinking maybe I could get a nice ensemble... something that could really... I was going to go and I was going to ask the tailor for something that was, I believe he said, a wind wicking.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, I'm going to follow your lead. I have no skill with style at all.
I must be honest, though, with you. You look like there would be no way that any sand could penetrate such a formidable defense.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's my job. I just get out there, and I'm just going to be a wall for you guys. So anyway, I just have to find something that can cover this up.
And young man, may I call you young man?
I'd prefer it. Thank you.
Yes. Maybe you should accompany us.
I don't follow.
You should join us to purchase some clothing.
Oh, right. Like he said before, I wrote it down.
Yes. Well, I don't know where you pulled that paper from, but I suppose that it is good that you wrote it down.
So, Veronica, what is Phlox wearing as far as...
What is Phlox?
Let me tell you what Phlox is. Phlox is...
On an existential level.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for asking. I have so much backstory to share.
This is the rest of the episode.
Okay, so Phlox is a tabaxi, so she looks like a humanoid lion. But she's really into doing her hair multicolored, so she's got lots of rainbow hair going on. But she is a monk, so she is unarmored, and so she looks like she's going to J-Lo's wedding. I mean, she's in full-on linen garb.
Nice.
She looks hot.
There's a chance you may not need anything, although you may want to get
a cool visor, actually. Yeah.
Definitely something to protect yourself from the harsh suns of Yangar.
So if I were to put a robe on, you see, I would be able to wear my leather armor underneath it, and that would not make me sweaty?
Oh, you'll be sweaty.
You're going to be sweaty in the ass crack, but it'll be fine.
It just dribbles down there.
Yeah. I guess the fabric will, like, reflect some heat. And help keep a lot of heat in. So I don't really know why we're doing it.
Are you familiar with talcum?
No, tell me more.
Hold on, let me get my pen.
It helps keep the parts dry that you would like to keep dry. Prevents chafing. Very, very important.
Huh.
I'm not a man of the outdoors myself, but, sometimes if you're going to be wearing, boots all day, it's really helpful.
I'm going to stock up on talcum just so I can make sure he's got his talcum needs met.
Young man Weck just comes out, like, covered in just talcum. Just, like, loincloth and powder. So at that point, the barkeep drops off the bill. It looks like the extravagant meal that you enjoyed, at least the three of you, in total comes out to 15 gold pieces. Quite expensive.
Wow, that's a lot.
Please, let me take care of this.
Oh, I insist.
Okay.
I'll throw down 15 gold, and if I pass one of the server, I will say, and this is for you, and I will hand him a gold.
And with that, he just takes it back to the bar, doesn't say anything about the gold he gave him, and the meal is paid for. Just as a reminder, each of you received 500 gold pieces, just so you're aware of the money that you have. Okay, so would you like to make any purchases, or do you want to go directly onto this journey?
So if we go to a tailor and ask, like, what is, like, a good material for trying to get through the desert, what would they suggest?
Well, I mean, if you're going out into the desert, I would suggest maybe something along the lines of a darker color. To help reflect the sunlight.
You want a lighter color?
Sure. I mean, you have to understand that the Yangari sun is very different from your sun.
It's the red light coming from the sun, not the yellow light.
Correct. You also want something that does breathe a little bit, but also at the same time breaks the wind. I have the perfect thing for you. And he pulls out, like, an extremely heavy robe that's made out of, like, a burlap type material that looks like will just chafe every inch of your skin and body. And goes, for a mere 2 gold pieces, I can fit this to you.
He thinks you're poor.
Can I roll an insight on that?
Go ahead.
That was a natural 20... Plus 5.
Can you describe to me what you're currently wearing right now?
I'm wearing fine clothes. It's kind of like mostly cotton with some trim that is silken. So it's got, as a failed merchant, it looks like he spent a little bit more money on his clothes than he should have, but that's all part of, like, that front man look that a vendor would have.
You feel like he is not taking you seriously, almost kind of like an aside, and is just offering you whatever.
I tell you, I've been living in this city for years, and I've never seen travelers wearing something quite like this. Perhaps you have something else that a well-seasoned traveler would have worn.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were a fellow Yangorossi.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me or recognize me.
Wait a minute. Adrath?
Oh, yes, you do recognize me. It's not just because I had it embroidered on my hat.
I read your hat. Yeah, I actually don't know who you are. But, you know, I can see that you're a man of fine taste. So then he starts to kind of go through the clothing racks and pulls out something that is flamboyantly extravagant and goes, for a mere 50 gold pieces, I am going to provide you a Sunari original. How about that?
What does it look like?
What do you want it to look like?
I want it to look...
Choose carefully.
Simple. But I want to know what the... I want to know, like, how it was made, if I was to look at it.
It's definitely made from a combination of silk and some other type of material. It's flexible but loose. It looks like it could cover everything that you wear, but still light and airy. Mm-hmm. And that is probably what you're looking for in the travels with a desert, something that can cover you, but still not like suffocate you altogether.
Mm. Oh, Sunari, this is perfect. This is exactly the sort of thing I was looking for, but... We are so limited on time, and I know you mentioned the tailoring services before. Perhaps you have a bolt of this material that I could purchase.
Oh, yeah, that's unorthodox, but absolutely. Let me see if I could scrounge something up. And he comes out with, you know, an arm-length spool of this silken material and goes, I could probably give this to you for like 35 gold pieces.
Oh, that would be perfect. I'll even dress up my broom in it.
Hey, could I buy the thing that he didn't buy? I'll buy it.
Oh, absolutely. But are you sure you can afford a Sunari original? I mean, I don't mean to judge.
I think young Manwek was wanting the 2 gold item, right?
No, I want the fancy stuff. Me and Adrath are going to be twinsies.
Not in the slightest.
I scoop out just a handful of gold and, like, throw it at him.
Like, we'll have to imagine there's elastic in the loincloth. He just pulls it out, hand goes yeah. in.
Where is he keeping it all?
Mark off 79 gold from the total that you have.
And to keep things simple, I'll get one too, and I hand you a bag of gold as well.
Do you count it, or is it just like an...
All my bags are exactly what the merchant asks, so it happens to be exactly what you needed, so boom.
So both of you get this extravagant silken robe, which he claimed to be a Sunari original, and now you are all wearing the same thing. Well, except for Phlox and Adrath.
Mm-hmm. So half of us, really.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Knowing what I bought and how much material is made out of what they made, how many of those could I make out of one bolt?
Depending on your skill, I would probably say two.
Perfect. Because I don't use skill. I use magic.
Got it. So at most two, if your skill, let's say, wasn't very high, you might ruin some of the material and then maybe still be able to make one.
Do I even have to roll for this? I don't even have to roll for this.
If it's a magic spell, probably not.
It is the spell Fabricate.
Nice. Yes.
I would like to look around and see if other people are wearing items like this or if this is bullshit.
No, you can see that the average Yangari citizen, it wears colorful clothing, often adorned with feathers and or similar types of adornments, beads, lots of jewelry. But for the most part, their clothing is more of a loose fitting, kind of covers the majority of the body. A lot of them do wear like bandanas over their faces. And this is often due to the weather of the area. Mm-hmm. You know, sandstorms, even within the citied wall, can sometimes kick up and, you know, the winds can whistle sand all over the place. So it's more of a kind of cautionary, protective type thing over maybe standard fashion.
Great. I'll get the same thing everyone else is getting, but maybe in a different color if that's available.
Absolutely. And that'll also be 50 gold pieces.
I count out 50 gold.
Flux, you gotta get the color we're all getting. We're like a team. Woo-hoo. Look how good we look. Oh. Look at us all.
I do prefer this version of you a lot more than the previous one.
Rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to the young man.
Oh.
Yeah. He's talking about me. He thinks I look stupid before.
Oh, I didn't say stupid. Just poor.
I really want people to accept me and to fit in. And so I will say, okay, I'll just get the same thing as my new friends here.
I mean, Flux, you should stand by your convictions.
Okay. I'll have two.
So you spend 100 gold pieces and you're provided one of these robes in the same color as Bella Rash and Young Manwek, and then also another one in the color of your choosing.
Okay, great. That's what I do. I stick the other one in my satchel.
Hot dog. We're all going to look great.
So, Phlox, what do you want to do, like, with your life? You got, like, long-term goals and all that?
Oh, yeah, totally. So, I'm completely devoted to the teachings of Cool, and essentially everything is cool, because, you know, I climbed a mountain when I was 5 years old to be devoted to Cool, and everything about Cool is that we think that all things, animate and inanimate, they're all sacred. And so, my monastery, we were essentially just making a bunch of, like, cabbage and, like, sending things down to the mountain to help the inhabitants. And something just awoke in me. And I realized that, like, my goal in life is to elevate food to its most sacred pinnacle so that, like, when people consume it, it's like the most sacred act that can possibly happen. And that's why I joined the Iron Chef's Guild, mostly because I was really interested in honing my own skills. But it's all about elevating that food, man. I've run like a lot of really good taco shops. I make excellent enchiladas. It's basically why I came here, is to learn the secrets of, where are we again?
Yangar.
Yangar and all of their good rice recipes, I guess.
Huh. Flox, that was an inspiring story. Here's 10 gold pieces.
Oh my god, thank you so much. I just spent a lot of money, so that's so exciting.
And then the four of you, as you exit the tailor shop, you see one of the guards that was accompanying Hemlock earlier standing outside and goes, Are you guys ready to go, or is there anything else you need to get?
Oh, I need about 10 minutes, if that's all right.
Okay. 10 minutes should be fine, but after that, we need to get going.
Oh, I can do it here, don't worry, and just give me a little room. Adrath will pull out his spell tome from his backpack, and he will say some magical words, do a little bit of flourishing with his hands. He doesn't need to do it, he just likes to do it. And the bolt of cloth almost floats in front of him, and strands of the cloth come out, and over the course of 10 minutes, you see as he forms his own set of robes, as well as it includes like some pockets in it as well.
Nice.
It's kind of plain by comparison, but it serves the purpose.
As you display this magical spectacle, a small group of urchins surround you, all gasping in delight, and they are kind of tugging at your robes and just kind of huddling around your thighs and knees. And they're like, oh, do another one. Can we get another spell, please?
Oh, but of course.
He also has a flying broom. Yeah, show us that.
A flying broom? Please, sir, can we see the flying broom?
Technically, I haven't been walking anywhere. I've been riding it this whole time.
While he's doing his ritual, can I try to pick his pocket?
Absolutely. Contested roll, so it'll be thievery versus perception.
Sleight of hand.
Or sleight of hand, yeah.
First off, this is very rude, and I don't like it, and I feel attacked.
Well, you are being attacked, so.
I rolled a 28.
I didn't do great. I got a 10.
28. I have a plus 14.
How do you have a plus 14?
Since I'm specialized in picking pockets.
Oh, all right. I'm specialized in being a wizard.
So, young man Weck, you're able to go through his belongings with skilled ease. Is there anything specific that you are looking for?
79 gold pieces.
Perfect. You take 79 gold pieces.
You know what's really upsetting is how I was so happy that I saved 15 gold on this.
So go ahead and mark that off of your character sheet.
79.
Matthew, but you are not going to know that it is gone till probably later. Well,
so much for having 510 gold, buying breakfast for the entire team.
That's such a high roll. There's no way I would have seen you steal the gold. You know, being a cleric and lawful good, I think if I saw it, I probably would have said something, or I don't know. Maybe our relationship has probably gotten to the point where I'm just like biting my tongue and just rolling my eyes at it.
What is your like divine following? Do you have like a deity?
Yeah, so Belarash worships Moradin. He's all about like creation, earth, good, law, protection, knowledge. That's his deal. Moradin is the chief deity in the dwarven pantheon, so it's a dwarven god.
Interesting. But you're a half-elf, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Ooh, that's probably how we know each other. I actually have a background with dwarven stuff.
I, too, speak dwarf.
Yeah. I guess maybe in our travels, I would have told you, yeah, I had been raised by dwarves. And they kind of led me into my clerical path. So let's say that's how maybe we met and how we've traveled together. So
another magic spell, please.
Oh, right.
I also have gloves of thievery. That's why it's so high.
Yes. Those are awesome.
I did see that. Yeah.
I just gave myself a hat of wizardry, even though it doesn't really do anything for me, because then everyone knows I'm a wizard. So Adrath will be like, oh, of course, children, of course. And he'll bring out his hand, and a burst of sparks will just fly out all different colors from his hand. That's just prestidigitation.
Matthew, roll perception.
That was one better. That was an 11.
You don't realize it until it's too late, but you feel a slight rustling in your wayside, and you look down and the children disperse from around you.
I hate this. This is like every campaign I'm in where my character just gets destroyed on the first episode because everyone wants to establish dominance over me.
Be poor first.
No.
Michael killed me the first time I played with him.
Look, that was an accident.
Fred, I mean, what happened?
Can I roll a perception on this?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to also roll a perception.
Please do so.
26 for me.
Oh, Jesus. I got a 16.
So, Floksh, you realize that the small group of urchins are actually not urchins at all. They are a small group of halflings that have just pilfered what looks like a small amount of gold from Adrath's pockets. Adrath, let's remove another 20 gold pieces from your total. And as you look down at them, Adrath, they are running around and they look at you and go, "Thank you, sir. Kick rocks." And then they run off.
Cool. Bye, guys.
Did I notice them stealing?
I think you see the telltale signs of what can be looked like burglary, but you don't actually see what they took.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that my perception is any better than anyone else's. So I'll turn to the group and be like,
"You know, we just have to be, like, really cognizant of the conditions that people are in. And so, you know, sometimes when we take from others, it's really for a better cause. So I say, you know, they got away with it. Everything's cool."
It's really not. You know, it's really not cool, you know? You know? It's not. It's not cool.
Adrath, how much, what did they take? How much did they take?
I'm not gonna count right now. It's not just, it's really not, couth to... count one's money out in public, but he will take everything he has and he'll put it in his backpack, and then you'll see him sprinkle something, and I'm gonna cast Arcane Lock on my bag.
Nice.
It's fine. This happens. So, you know, it's not fine.
And then at that point, the guard looks at the four of you and goes, "So are we ready to go?"
"We're in our outfits. Yeah, let's go."
Great. So you follow the guard back towards one of the city walls, and before you even see the gate, you actually see an incredibly large creature. There is a humongous gray elephant near one of the gates, and on top of it, there is what looks like almost kind of like a gazebo, like a palanquin that's on top. Ooh. And what looks like a...
It's an Olifant.
And there is a rope ladder that leads up. And on top of this is another guard and Hemlock. And he goes, "Oh, great. Please join me up here. We leave for the Kunari estate."
All right. I start climbing up.
I'm going to be super honest. When he said an elephant, I thought something else entirely. This is acceptable.
What did you think it was going to be?
Smaller, for one. And worse smelling.
Dirty baby elephant. Got it.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm ready. I'm excited to go. I'm here. I'm happy.
Once I get to the top of the ladder, what sort of seating arrangements are there?
It's actually very nice. It is floor seating. Essentially, you're seating on a platform that is on top of the elephant. There is probably like a 2-foot high wall that comes up along each side with an egress for the rope ladder, and then what would be considered like poles on every corner of this platform, and then a roof, like a cover that comes down a little bit as well. Within the platform that you're sitting in, there are numerous cushions and is quite comfortable.
Nice. I get a window seat.
all the seats are windows. There is no walls, but... It's okay. And with that, he snaps his fingers. The guard that is at the front starts to whip the elephant, and the elephant starts to lurch forward with a rumbling of the platform. And then along either side of the elephant that you're riding on, the two other guards that are accompanying you are actually riding on top of what look like dire hyenas, incredibly large versions of hyenas. They have kind of like large necks, just fur spots. A very disconcerting cackle comes out of each of them from time to time that throws you off. And the three of you, the two riding the hyenas and the elephant, emerge outside of the city walls of Yangar, and you put the Crimson City behind you as you go into the yawning, vast desert seas of the continent of Yangar.
Addy, you're not gonna ride your broom?
Oh, these cushions are quite comfortable.
Could you ride it for a sec?
Oh man, I wanted to see it. Can I see it? Can I see you ride it?
Do a trick.
But of course. Ah, He, like, puts it down in front of him, by which I mean it's, like, it hangs out at waist height, and he, like, sits on it.
Wow.
Ta-da.
Can I ride it?
How much do you weigh? And I don't want to be intrusive, but how much do you weigh?
140.
He looks like the same as you.
Sure.
I'll give you 10 gold if I can ride your room.
Oh, no need to pay me, but sure. Hop on.
I hop on his broom and I fly around. I take a closer look at...
Oh, no, I'm on it as well.
Wow, can we fly and look at those big dogs?
How fast is the elephant moving?
Oh, it's not moving very fastly at all.
Okay.
But it is a steady kind of, you know, gallop? I don't know if that's the correct term.
Would you say it's moving at a speed that is less than 30 feet every 6 seconds?
I would say at least equivalent to, yes.
Well, we can fly a little bit, but we don't want to get left behind.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
As they fly around, I want to lean over to Belarush.
This is how all great love stories start, you know? Flying together into a new adventure. It's so romantic.
It's a tale as old as time.
Am I sitting in front or back? Can I be in front?
You're in front, and
I'm holding my arms out.
Like. for the magic to work, I have to hold on to you to make sure the magic works. Young man, I'm gonna need you to hold on, but don't you dare close your eyes.
But I'm flying.
So immediately after you leave the protective walls of the city of Yangar, you feel an assaulting heat that permeates all around you, almost like a wall of heat. It is incredibly hot, and most of you start to sweat immediately. But luckily, you are not exerting a lot of physical stress right now, and you are underneath an awning or under a covering, so the heat isn't directly on you. But you can see that being directly out in the sunlight of the desert could be incredibly taxing on one's constitution.
Did I mention I'm wearing a hat?
That specifically has your name written on it, yes.
Also, there's a ring of rhinestones around the bottom.
And is it cone-shaped with, like, stars on them?
Look, let's not get stereotypical.
Well, I read your character sheet, and that's what it specifically stated.
Yeah, some would say this antiquated cone-shaped hat is adorned with gold crescent moons and stars.
What is it, like a wizard's hat?
It is a hat of wizardry.
Yes. Well, you could have it look like whatever you want.
Oh, it's that plus the rhinestones, and my name is embroidered on it.
In rhinestones.
Did your mom make it for you?
No. It's like around the bottom, like how Puritans had like a belt around their hats because they wanted to make sure the pants didn't fall off. I mean, sorry, their heads didn't fall out from their hats.
That was their spare belt, Matthew.
But it's rhinestones.
Got it. You got a spare rhinestone belt.
I've bedazzled my hat, okay? This hat is completely useless other than it's got gold crescent moons and stars on it.
Does Adrath and Young Men Wex stay out on their broom together alone romantically, or do they come back to the group?
I'm assuming that Adrath would quickly bored, gets sick of this and head it back, right?
Well, I'm probably already bored with it. And also hot. And I don't mean that I'm hot, you know? I mean, it's getting a little toasty.
When you get back, Belarush is there playing some solitaire dice game, you know, on the back of the elephant. And after you come and land, I just kind of grab my dice and pocket them and sit back down in a little huff.
Oh, Bello, are you playing dice again?
Yeah. I'm just trying to learn the techniques of it before I go and actually get up the nerve to actually play against someone. And the problem is I keep beating myself, and I don't know how I'm doing it. So I'm not confident enough to go, you know, one-on-one with someone. So
do you want
to
play for money?
I don't think I'm at that level yet, but
you
soon.
Should just try it.
I should try it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I will. How much? Do you want to do 5 gold?
Whoa, that's a lot. Okay, yeah, sure, 5 gold.
It is a lot. Okay. All right, so I lay down the 5 gold, and I roll the dice and get something.
I'm going to try to use sleight of hand to cheat. But I rolled a 1.
Fred, while they're doing this, first I'm gonna cast Knock on my bag, and then I'm gonna pull out, like, just because we're already using the number, 10 gold pieces, and then I'm going to cast Fabricate on the 10 gold pieces, and I want to turn it into, like, a nice, like, wristband, like something, like... Like, it looks like a snake or a dragon or something. What's, like, Yangar known for?
Well, it's probably known for, like, more, like, desert creatures. So you'd probably get, like, a nice snake.
Yeah, like, okay, I'll turn it into, like, a snake-like band.
Are you going to make one for everyone on the team? So we have matching jewelry and costumes?
Oh, no, I'm going to sell this for money.
Oh.
I'm a jeweler by trade. I'm just between businesses at the moment.
Would you sell it for 10 gold? I just won 10 gold.
No, I made it with 10 gold, so I would like to sell it for more than that.
Yeah, I guess technically I won 5 gold.
I would like to sell it for 50 gold.
So at that point, Adrath, you realize that your coin purse is a lot lighter than it originally was.
Oh, I thought we already figured that out.
No, we did.
Yeah. You told me that. I found out, like, it was too late. That's why I threw it all in the bag and then magically locked the bag.
Right.
I think that was after the children was rifling through your pack.
Oh, I found out, like... All right.
He's got to assume the children
yeah.
stole.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that was the case.
Okay, got it. So yeah, you know for sure now, maybe after pulling the 10 gold pieces out and maybe taking a quick inventory, that you have lost whatever Michael took from you and then whatever the kids took from you as
99
well.
99 gold pieces.
99 specifically.
99. I had 99 gold pieces and now I got none of those.
And I did slip 10 gold into his robes when we were on the broom.
did you now?
Unless you can beat my 21 for sleight of hand.
I did not.
He is literally slipping and taking stuff from you all the time.
It's a wonder or not. I mean, he probably was in the loincloth on a dare saying, "Bet you can't swindle people out of 500 gold while wearing this." Yeah. And that was his lucky day.
How did you know?
I'm creating backstory for your character, Michael. You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
So, Belarash, you had asked earlier what the... summons was for, is that correct?
Yeah, is it now time? Can you tell us more?
This sounds very important to plot.
I lean in.
It is, yes. It is the very reason why you're being summoned to the estate. I am trying to divulge this information to you. It might be important for everybody to listen. Young Manwek, are you listening? Just want to make sure you're here.
What? Yeah, no, I'm listening. Got my pen right here.
Okay, great. Please take copious notes. Within the last 2 weeks, we have found several people dead within the estate. Now, normally this wouldn't be of a large concern. I mean, of course, people dying is not great, but it is the manner in which they have died which is disconcerting. For you see, the people who have died in our estate... All that was left behind were, how do you say, husks, or,
husks, we say husks as well.
Oh, great, yes, husks, shedded skin.
Oh, gross.
Yes, at first glance, it just looks like there is a dead person there, but at closer glance, you can easily see that there is no substance within the outer layer, which is the skin.
Are there any bones, or... meat inside.
Unfortunately, I've only viewed one. The one that I viewed, there was not. But now we are up to two different people who have died in this manner. Mm. And that is why Pasha Kunari has tasked me with summoning the four of you. Word of your talents have gotten to the Kunari, and he wanted to make sure that he had somebody look into this.
So someone's stealing people's meat.
Can we call it flesh, just out of curiosity? You know, just people meat sounds weird.
Take a note of that, too. Someday I'm going to be very knowledgeable.
Oh, one day you two might be an old man. I'm 40.
I'm called Young Man Weck.
I'll never be old.
So, when we get there, it is very important that you understand that there are certain customs that we must follow. Please ensure that whenever you greet somebody, you never shake their hand. It is considered somewhat rude.
Social distancing.
Yes, exactly, exactly. We don't want to share our dirtiness with each other. Adrath, you would probably understand that.
Oh, of course, I'm very well versed in the culture and history of this place. I would just simply clean myself before I shook someone's hand because magic.
Yes, but even after cleaning yourself, it would be best if you did not touch anybody, but it is
of course Hemlock, and as Hemlock says that, he has to hold back his hand and keep him from like touching his shoulder. So how ought we I, of course, like I said, I'm well versed in the culture of this area, but how would one greet another at the Qunari estate here in Yengar?
So with Pasha Qunari, it is customary to bow. So whenever you are introduced to the Pasha, ensure you make a deep gesture and bow to him. Otherwise, it can be considered a great insult.
Bow to Sensei. Got it.
It's Pasha.
Oh, that was out of character. Sorry.
And with that, he kind of continues to kind of talk to you about some small intricacies of the political atmosphere of Yengar and within the estate. The time passes by somewhat slowly, but the first day's worth of travel has ended. You actually break out into a small camp, and you spend the night out in the desert.
Right.
All right. I have a spell for this as well.
A spell for what?
Oh, I don't sleep in the outdoors. You see, I've brought my own accommodations. And I would like to cast Liamon's Tiny Hut.
You do so, and what looks like a seemingly uninterestingly hut appears not more than 30 feet away. It's quite small, probably no more than 20 feet in diameter, and it has a small thatched roof and a doorway.
Oh, don't worry. It's much nicer on the inside.
While you're working on your hut or going in, I do pull out of my backpack a two-person tent and set it up out there. I'm going to go ahead and sleep over in here, and you probably are used to this if we've been traveling together. I do have alone time for me to do my meditation, praying, and things of that type. So I spend a few, you know, maybe 10 or so minutes setting up my tent, gathering, and just getting my sleepy time spot ready.
Flox.
Yeah?
Whatever you do, don't go in that tent.
Is he masturbating?
He's jerking it so hard in there.
I figured.
Do you think Adrath is jerking it too?
Probably. That's the only reason that people go into huts and tents.
I mean, I'm gonna be sleeping out here.
Does it count as masturbation if you use Unseen Servant to do it?
That's very rude.
Okay, mage hand.
While we're talking about jerking it, I'm going to be putting out my big mess kit of holding with all of my delectable foods and stuff and making a really huge gourmet meal for everyone.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice. Do elephants sleep standing up?
I was thinking I was going to sleep on the elephant, but I was also concerned that it might roll over on me. But I don't think it would roll over on top of the gazebo.
Because I was going to sleep under it. Is that a bad idea?
Yes.
Do you want a space in the hut? There's space. It's quite comfortable inside. The spell says so.
Young man Weck, do you go inside Liamon's tiny hut?
Oh, I absolutely do.
As you enter the hut, the inside of this tiny hut is incredibly large in comparison to the exterior. Matthew, I don't know if you want to describe what the inside of this looks like.
Oh man, you could fit like 9 creatures of medium size or smaller.
Just 9?
And you would think that creatures and objects within the dome, when I cast a spell, can move through it freely, and all other creatures and objects are barred from passing through it. The atmosphere inside is comfortable and dry regardless of the weather outside. I can control the lighting, and I can make the dome opaque. It's really a dome. It's not really a hut. And I can make it any color I choose it to be. I choose it to be sand colored. And it's very much like sitting in that palanquin in the sense that it's
lots of big pillows. There's like a rug in the middle. There's a table on top of it with some candles. There's not like a meal waiting for us.
Just Barry White music playing in the background.
It's ska.
It's ska. It's ska. The official music of Drunkaros.
This is the song of my people.
I skank on in.
Wow, man. You guys are great traveling companions.
Well, I tell you, when I started learning how to be a wizard, I quickly forgot why I wanted to be a wizard once I learned that I could make magic do the work for me. It's probably why I'm bad at my day job.
I'm sure you're great. I'm sure you're great at it. Look at that cool bracelet you made.
Oh, that's why I learned magic. I'm not so good with my hands, but really, when I learned that magic could just do it for me, I was like, sign me up, please.
Ah, I see.
And it turns out that you also have to do more than just sign up for something. It takes years of skill and hard work. And the next thing you know, you got a mage hand jerking you off and you're living in an invisible tent.
At that point, I come walking in. Well, I'm done praying for the night.
Praying?
Your fly's down.
Oh, shit. I zip my fly up.
Well, welcome to Mikasa. I learned it from a guy named Liamond. It's his tiny hut.
You stole it from him?
Well, he taught me that it's a spell.
Oh.
I am no thief, and I don't think there is a single thief amongst us.
Absolutely not. I know thieves. And no one here is a thief.
Oh, I just ask, could you remove your gloves in this hut? It's rude to wear your gloves in here.
Don't worry, they're invisible.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't see his gloves.
You cannot see the gloves.
And I don't have detect magic. All right. Cool. Does anybody mind if I bring in another person to kind of help take care of us while we're in here? And by take care of, I mean like fluff our pillows and like clean up after us. I'm going to do it. I'm just asking, just for the sheer fact I should ask, because you're guests in my tiny hut.
Who is it? Who is it?
I call him Sven. He's invisible.
Oh, like my gloves.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Never mind.
And I will cast Unseen Servant.
None of you see it. Nothing happens.
Do you guys think he really did anything, or is he just pulling our leg?
I think he's full of it.
Oh, Sven, could you fluff my pillows for me, please? Thank you.
Holy shit, those pillows are fluffing.
Oh, it's always good to have a fluffer on staff. He also does dishes, my laundry, and pretty much any menial task that I would normally have done in my previous life as some sort of jeweler. I'm still a jeweler. I just, all that other boring stuff, I just have magic do for me.
Man. Magic is really powerful.
It is. God, imagine if I was a mage of the ninth circle casting spells like... What's a level 9 spell? I don't know. They never taught me. One day.
What kind of cool spells can you do?
Oh, I can make the invisible guy. I can make an invisible hand. I can protect myself. I can make the invisible hut.
You're an invisomancer.
I can understand any language. I can lock things. I can unlock things. I can make myself look different.
Do that.
Let's see. I will change my appearance to look like a tabaxi.
Whoa.
By casting alter self.
Whoa.
Meow.
Please don't do that.
Okay. So really, I don't do anything like a war wizard would. Ooh, I do a lot of like very selfish things. I'm sorry, I do a lot of things that just really help me out, you know?
I look to Hemlock. So why then him?
That is a great question. I thought he was a war wizard, but I realized the mistake.
Oh, Hemlock.
Yes.
Didn't see you come in.
Oh, but yes.
Can I have Sven fluff your pillows for you?
Oh, who is Sven?
Sven, be a dear. Can you fluff the man's pillows?
I'm not going to be sleeping in here.
Did you all think you were sleeping in here?
I mean,
you invited us.
Why else would you have my pillows fluffed?
Oh no! I mean, my apologies. I would be such a terrible host if I said you couldn't sleep in here. You filthy people, but I wouldn't do such a thing. I would just say, welcome to my home that I bring with me everywhere I go.
It's not even really hot in here.
It does feel really nice.
I just slurp on my ramen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Oh yeah, I definitely down whatever Phlox has made.
Really delicious. Thank you so much, Phlox.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah.
Is it warm enough for you? I could heat it up for you.
The conditions were fine.
Oh, okay, fine. I could make it cooler, too.
No?
I'm just trying to be a good host.
This guy's trying to burn all his spell slots before we go to bed.
It's really easy to use all your spell slots, guys.
I'm so sorry, I didn't tell you. We're only taking a short rest, so...
I've got an ability for that, thank you.
Young man Weck is asleep. He's finished his ramen and just immediately fallen asleep on the fluffiest pillow he can find.
It's like Adrath's bed.
their pillows are all of substantial size. They're like those like sumo... beanbag things.
Mm. Well, I think everybody should take young Manwek's lead and get a good night's rest. We still have two more days of travel to get across, and it won't be easy. We're getting into the more violent parts of the desert.
Ooh. Good thing I brought my wand with me.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Does anyone snore?
I have a CPAP machine.
Too bad I didn't take thaumaturgy. Well, good night. I play music as I go to sleep. I hope that's all right with everyone. And I will prestidigitate some, like, ska for about an hour as I drift off to sleep with it. For it.
Just wait for the beat to drop.
And so our band of adventurers continue their journey through the vast desert in Yangmar. They have the supplies they need, the mission ahead, and the transportation to get them to the palace. But do they have the skills to survive? Let us dive in and continue the tale.
The Dungeon Master was voiced by Fred Greenleaf at I Think I'm Fred. Adrath was voiced by Matthew M. Morris at Matthew M. Morris. Phlox was voiced by Veronica Escamilla Brady at Typical Veronica. Young Man Weck and Tavern Keeper were voiced by Michael DeMauro at Thrifty Nerd. Belaresh and Bar Patron were voiced by David Stewart, at Spudcam. Storytelling Bar Patron was voiced by Hiroshi Sutherland, at Maybe Hiroshi. Additional Bar Patrons were Nika Howard, at Nika_Howard, Jennifer Cheek, at Jennifer Cheek, and Tim Lanning, at Tim Lanning. For all the Patreon subscribers of D&D Podcast, your support makes shows like this possible. Thank you.
Some of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Ancient Rite, Folk Round, Daka, Achilles, Akide, Chide, Ambiment, Atec, Desert City, Heavy Heart, Dragon and Toast, Babylon, Beauty Flow, Ancient Winds, and Blue Ska are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.